Katie almost got into an accident yesterday, all because a guy in a Mercedes couldn't drive.
It's true. And I want to know if you think I was right or if I was wrong. Jason, hear my story before you even decide.
Wrong.
You don't know. I'm a good driver, by the way. So I was leaving the radio station. And I know that not everybody understands the layout or the roads that are around the radio station. So picture it. Leaving the radio station, I turn onto this road. For you guys, because you understand, so maybe you can help me. I drew a map for Jared earlier.
Yeah.
So when you come out of the radio station and you take a right, you turn left onto a road called Arlington. And Arlington comes to another road where you can go straight or you can go right. Okay? Once you go straight, you can veer off to the left, but you can't take a left at the stop sign. You have to go straight and then you can veer off.
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand. It's okay. Where the train tracks are.
Correct. So you go either go, when once you cross over the Martin Luther King, then you're able to go under the railroad tracks or you're able to veer off to the left to go over the railroad tracks.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
But you have to cross over a street by going straight first before you can make any of those turns. So I pull up to the stop sign and I look to my right to make sure that there's no traffic coming. And I look to my left. And as I look to my left, there is a Mercedes that comes up beside me.
It's a two-way road.
And it's a two-way road. So he comes up as if he's getting into a left-hand turn lane, and there is not a left-hand turn lane there. I'm waiting to go straight the only way that I can go if I'm not turning right.
Yeah.
So he just makes a lane.
So how is there enough room for him to make a lane? Because my first initial thought here is, were you way over to the right?
No, that is a wide road right there. I don't know why it's so wide, but I mean, it is.
Okay.
I was not over up against the curb or anything, but I was.
Did it appear that you were taking a right?
No. And I didn't have my turn signal on because I wasn't taking a right. I was going straight. If I were taking a right, I would have had my turn signal on, but I did not.
Was the guy over the double yellow line?
Yep. He was like.
On the other side?
Yeah. He was. It was almost as if his car was straddling the yellow line.
So he's in both lanes.
He's in both lanes, and it's definitely his fault.
And he just created a turn lane when there wasn't one. Like, I was waiting to go.
Yeah, I can understand his style, though. He's probably sitting there waiting. You were taking forever.
I was not. I literally stopped my car. I looked to the right, and then when I looked to the left, which doesn't take me all that long, he was right there. And I thought, this son of a... So then I'm like, okay, I guess we just do what we want.
Did you do those reactions, those hand reactions?
No, not in the moment until there's a bus. The city buses come right down that road.
That's a tight turn.
Yeah, that's a tight turn, number one. And he is created a lane. So if anybody's going to get knocked off the face of the planet, it's going to be him because he's in that makeup lane.
And it may knock into you.
And knocked into me. But I realize, okay, someone's got to move here because clearly he thinks that it's his turn to go. So, and I see the bus is coming. So I beat my horn and I'm like, go on. Like, clearly,
Mercedes prick.
You're in a hurry.
Yeah.
I did say a lot of curse words to myself.
Of course.
To myself, but I'm really afraid of road rage, so I don't do it out loud.
No, it's probably smart.
It's like passive aggressive, but on the inside.
Yeah. So, internal aggressive.
Right. So I beeped my horn and I was like, go on. And so he did. And then he stopped in the middle of the intersection as the bus is coming. And I'm like, what is
this dude wants to die?
What is his problem? So then he's just sitting and I'm thinking, oh my God, this bus is not slowing down. It's not. Yeah. I mean, it probably thinks that at some point we're both going to, I don't know. So then I inch forward to get the hell out of the way for the bus that is about to turn into him. And then he moves.
You're playing like cat and mouse game.
Yes. And so then I just was like, oh my. And so then he and speeds off and takes a left. And I thought, you almost just killed us both.
What an idiot.
Well, what about the bus not slowing down?
They don't. I mean, I wish I could say that they do, but they don't.
I've never seen it slam on his brakes.
They don't. Mm-mm. I think it takes a lot to get them going.
And when pressure.
When they're up to speed, it's like, hope you move.
Get out of my way.
Like,
a train.
When I see them coming, you know, because I approach that intersection every day.
Yeah.
And so when I see them coming, I will stop like 40, 50 feet away from the stop sign because I know how wide they turn.
Oh, yeah, they're coming in your line.
And they're not slowing down. They're just coming. So when I see them, and so I knew that the bus was not going to, and this dude just thought that was where he needed to be.
Do you think him driving Mercedes made it more agitating, more irritated? He's like, oh, he thinks he's better than me. You know we do that.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I noticed it right away because I'm like, who the hell? At first, I thought it was Jason.
I don't have a Mercedes.
It was a car that you used to drive not that long ago.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
And it flurried once, so you got a snow car.
So you got a snow car. And I forgot about that. Yeah. But I was leaving at a time when you were still in the building, so I thought, well, maybe it was him. And then I realized, no, it wasn't. And I really thought he was playing a trick on me at first. Then I realized you don't have that car anymore.
Oh, I see.
Because that would be something that you would do.
Like, that would be.
If, like, a Tesla pulled up next to you, you'd be like, oh.
I would think that it was,
Jared's playing a trick.
Yeah, but then I quickly realized he doesn't have that car anymore. That's not him. And so then I got angry all over again. But it's like, who do you think you are? It was one thing if it's an accident.
Right.
You know, like, you're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe he didn't know the area. I don't know. But it was, he just created a turn lane where one doesn't exist. And the other thing that drives me insane, this is not, it's related to traffic, but not to the story. You ever been on the highway? And someone who realizes at the last second that they need to get off on the exit, so they just stop in their lane.
Oh, yeah.
That's very
the worst.
And they just wait until they can get over. And I think, what in the heck? How did you pass a driver's test?
Yeah, I know. It's like, just go. You have to go to the next exit. I'm sorry.
You have to go to the next exit. You have to keep
moving.
I mean,
I've been guilty of, like, being on the far, like, in the passing lane.
Yeah.
On the highway and, like, oh, no. And then I look and I try to dart over, which is not safe either.
Yeah, that's going to cause an accident.
Yeah. But you don't come to a complete stop.
No, if I realize I can't make it, I just, like, well, I'm going to be late wherever I'm going now.
And it happens to me a lot. We're not even on the freeway or the highway or whatever, but on Friendly Avenue, people will realize as they're trying to go into Friendly Center, oh, I need to get over now. So they'll just stop in the left-hand lane and then just wait until traffic clears in the right lane to be able to get over to there. And I think you're idiots.
Yeah,
every single one of you.
Well, you can get to the, because there's so many entrances technically to get into that area.
You could pass 1,000 exits to get into Friendly Center and still circle around.
If people do it all the time, it's so rude.
Yeah.
I will say that
it's got to be illegal.
Yeah,
this particular intersection here in Greensboro has had so many people drive hectically. I mean, from crashing into the bridge, from not knowing where they're going, the one way there. They actually had to redo the lanes because people were thought a lane went under the bridge. Like, if you're coming from the opposite way, from Elm Street and Natty Greens is on your left, they had to redo the lanes because people were going under the bridge in the middle lane, like that was another lane.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, three lanes, so it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I think, Katie, you're in the right.
Thank you.
For once.
For not all the time.
Well, yeah, no, in your mind, yes.
Yes, all the time.
We weren't really there. We're just taking a one side of the story, a description.
Right. You can collect any sort of Ring camera evidence if you'd like to. That's fine. It'll be on your time. But there are houses there. There are townhomes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm sure there's footage everywhere.
The city's watching us.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at this motor car. A beauty, isn't it? It's got 20 years happy motoring ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or has it? Here comes a woman. The driver's side. Oh, dear. The wrong side.
Gosh, what lovely comfy seats.
Yes, but this isn't a drawing room, my dear. It's a complicated motor vehicle based on the principles of the internal combustion engine, a machine far too complicated for you to understand.
What? But I know about embroidery and kittens. Won't that suffice? Blew it. I'm going to have a try.
See? Now look what you've done. Pretty little mind simply can't cope with the motor car. Women, for pity's sake, don't drive.